Morning. Happy bonus day of 2012. Happy to share it with you. Hey, I'm excited. Come on out here. This morning to introduce to you a woman who is a friend and a sister in Christ and a sister in ministry, Denise Kingdom Greer. She is the senior pastor at Maple Avenue Ministries. She graduated from Western Seminary, and when I was asking her what else you wanted to hear about her, she said, well, you could say we're soul sisters, and I was like, you said it, not me. So, but she is a gift to the church, to our community, and I'm thrilled because when Denise preaches, God speaks. And if you're looking for a pastor, head on over to Maple Avenue Ministries, because they would be happy to have you on Sundays. But let me pray, and then we will hear from the Lord. God, we desire for the grace to trust you more every day. So come now, Holy Spirit, speak through your servant Denise to us. Open our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds to hear what you are telling your church this morning. We pray this all through Christ. Amen. Please join me in welcoming Denise.
Truly is a privilege to be here with you at Hope College Chapel. I was wondering when you were going to invite me, trying not to feel a special kind of way about that. So I'm certainly grateful for the privilege to be here before you today. The word of the Lord comes to us today from the book of Psalms, Psalm number 3. Hear the word of the Lord. Lord, how many adversaries I have. How many there are who rise against me. How many there are who say of me, there is no help for him in his God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory and the one who lifts my head. I call aloud upon the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and go to sleep. I awake again because the Lord sustains me. I do not fear the multitudes of people who set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, and save us, O my God. Surely you will strike all your enemies across the face. You will break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. This is the word of the Lord. What if I painted you black? Not taupe, caramel, cocoa, but black. Black as the berry. Not quite blue, but just beyond cherry. Would you caress my thoughts with your hand? Would you track me down like a lovesick fan? Would you hold me close so eyes grow weary? Will you laugh out loud and then sob deeply? If I colored you black, I mean really black, not some wannabe or not quite gonna be, but black, would you be tactile and sensual, relentless and intentional? Would you be ghetto fabulous and full of emotion? Would you be deeply committed to every emotion? Would you soothe my doubts and calm my fears, release my shame and dry my tears? And when evening bid morning no more, would you let me know what black is for? This is the last day of Black History Month 2012, and we are singing in context. Just like the psalmist David was singing in context in Psalm 3. See, David had himself in a particular sort of situation, a troubling situation even. How have they increased? Who trouble me? He declares. First the Philistines, and then Saul, and then now his own son Absalom. Many are they who rise against me. Many are they who say of my soul, of my nephesh, of my person, of everything that makes me me. Many are they who say there's no help for me, no help from my enemy, no help from King Saul, no help from my own son. Many are they who rise against me and say, there's no help for me in God. Many are they who rise against me, against the church of Jesus Christ. as she sings her song in context. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, the Apostle Paul declares, but against principalities, many are they who rise against me, and powers, many are they who rise against me, and spiritual wickedness, many are they who rise against me in high places. Many are they who rise against me. Many are my foes. Many are they who say, there's no help for her, the church. No help in prayer. No help in worship. No help in gathering. Many are they who say, there's no help. Many are my foes. On the last day of Black History Month, a segment of America sings in context as well. Many are my foes. More black men in prison than the total amount of people who were held in chattel slavery in this country. Many are my foes as I'm profiled and set aside. Many are my foes overlooked by my peers. Many are my foes, my superiors, and many are my foes. As my worship is mocked, my devotion dissected, my swagger devalued, many are my foes. Walking down the street, they don't see me. Sit in class, don't find me on my syllabus. Turn on the radio and don't hear my song in my context saying, many are my foes. Many are they who rise against the psalmist David. Many are they who rise against the church and who rise against me. Many are they who say of my soul, there's no help for you and God. Selah. The undefined Selah. It provides the necessary leap on this 29th day of February for all of us to fill in the gaps of our own context. And the pause, Selah, becomes a springboard into our faith and our sure and certain hope. But you, O Lord, have been a shield for me. Can you hear David declare that when I stood against the mighty Goliath as a boy, you, O Lord, have been a shield for me. When I used to play the harp for King Saul, he would hurl his spear at me. When an evil spirit would come upon him, David would testify. And when he did, it would almost afflict me, but it didn't, because you, O Lord, have been a shield for me. And when my mother and my father did forsake me, then the Lord would take me up, because you, O Lord, have been a shield for me. Can you hear the bride of Christ as she spots cleaning her veil, humming, oh, you, oh Lord, have been a shield for me. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up a standard against it. You, oh Lord, have been a shield for me. No weapon formed against her, against Christ's church, shall prosper. Why? Because you, oh Lord, have been a shield for me. And can you hear a faint voice at the end of a short month, poetically speaking, 350 years of chattel slavery, you, O Lord, have been a shield for me. 381 days of walking in the Montgomery bus boycott through rain and snow, sleet, dodging bottles and urine and hate. You have been a shield for me all these years, celebrating the history of blacks in America. You have been a shield for me. 40-something years, the Black Student Union on Hope College campus. You, oh Lord, have been a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of our head. We will not be afraid of the multitude of people that have set themselves against us. David has a sure and certain hope in God beyond his own context, beyond that which he could even see. The church has a living hope as she presses her gown through prayer and confession and acts of justice for the groom who will come looking for a church without spot or wrinkle, singing in the context of a lived experience. And the psalmist declares, "Arise, O God, and save us, O our God." And the church declares, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus." And we declare, "When darkness bids mourning no more, will you let me know what black is for?" To the glory of God, amen. Let us pray together. Holy and righteous God, we thank you for the privilege you have given us to consider your word, to find our story tucked away in the story of the saints and in the faithful song of those who've gone before us. Teach us to walk in your ways. If you lead, we'll follow. If you speak, we'll listen. If you call, we'll answer for your glory and your glory alone. Beloved of God, go in peace.